It's a warm, almost muggy day. A far cry from cold, damp Seattle. Today, the 10-2 Eagles meet the 9-3 Los Angeles Rams. Merrill Reese and Mike Wick welcoming you to historic Los Angeles Coliseum. We're in a torrential downpour and thick mud on December 18, 1949. The Eagles beat the Rams 14-0 to win the NFL championship. It goes to Gurley, and he cracks in for the touchdown. Wentz still looks, fires, complete, touchdown! Selleck inside the pylon. He is floating it deep, and it is caught for a touchdown by Trey Burton. Gonna throw Sammy Watkins for the touchdown. This time it's blocked, and in for a touchdown. The Rams take the lead. Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires, and it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
And with that, Carson Wentz becomes the all-time record holder of touchdown passes as an Eagle in one season.
He took a shot on that last run that he had where the penalty was called on Lane Johnson. When he got into the end zone, he was sandwiched and took a big shot. So they've got to check him out.
So Nick Foles has to get ready. Back goes Goff again. He steps up. He's hit. The football is loose. There's a fight for the ball. The Eagles have it. It's picked up. And running with the football is Rodney McLeod. Hold your breath. Nothing is a given. Not in this game. And the kick is good once again. And now the Eagles reclaim the lead. Foles. He fires. It's a complete. Yes,
it is.
Nelson Aguilar. Aguilar made the catch, and there's a first down. Intercepted by the Eagles on the pitch, and in for the touchdown. It is Brandon Graham. The Eagles have won the NFC East.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Instant Reaction. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro from the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Late on Sunday night, the Eagles, what a mixed range of emotions right now for this football team. A stirring 43-35 win over the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday. That gives the Eagles their first playoff berth, their first NFC East title since 2013. And you heard the highlights. Absolutely crazy game, and also a lot of uncertainty and major concern. Quarterback Carson Wentz leaving the game after throwing his fourth touchdown pass. Head coach Doug Peterson spoke about Wentz after the game.
Well, I mean, you're speculating, you know, that he's going to be out. So until I know more tomorrow on him, you know, it's hard to say. But listen, there's a lot of leaders on that football team right now, and you saw it tonight. You know what? I was really blocked on the play, so I got to check out the tape tonight on the way home. He did get up a little hobbly, you know. I knew something was up, but didn't know the extent of it, obviously. He'll have it tomorrow, yeah.
In all, Wentz was 23 of 41, four touchdown passes, one interception, 291 yards. With Wentz out, Nick Foles stepped up, 6 of 10, 42 yards, got the Eagles into field goal position late in the game, and that set up a field goal from Jake Elliott to put the winning points on the board as the Eagles really just battled in this one. Elliott booting a 33-yard field goal on the heels of a 41-yard field goal to bring the Eagles close, give them the lead, and then Brandon Graham, a 16-yard fumble return late in the game to really make this Eagles-centric crowd extremely happy. But at the end of the day, concerned about Wentz. Let's go to Nick Foles, who met the media after the game.
I mean, I just saw, you know, him favoring his leg a little bit, and it's just one of those things where he toughed it out and, you know, threw a touchdown, and, you know, he's one of the toughest players I played with, and then came to the sideline, got checked, and I was just told, you know, be ready to go in, and, you know, that's when I went in. So it's not, I mean, you just have to do what you got to do. You go in there a lot of times, you're just trying to find completions, trying to play fast, because it's been a while, so you try to pick up the speed as much as you can and don't make a bad play worse. So you just go in there, you're really just trying to get the win. You're trying to get the win, you're leaning on the guys, and they did a really good job. Defense did an awesome job stepping up when Carson went down, and guys really rallied. It means a lot to this team, it means a lot to me. So sad we're NFC East champs, but, you know, it's emotional. Guy you work with every day, you think the world of. I know I said earlier, I think he's the MVP. I mean, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, I know this team will step up and rally no matter what, so we'll see what happens. I'm absolutely ready. I mean, that's why I'm here. So I'm ready to go, prayer every day, work every day, so I'm ready to go.
The defense really stepping it up in the fourth quarter with some key stops, including a Chris Long strip sack against Jared Goff that set up Elliott's field goal, which gave the Eagles the lead. After the game, Chris Long talking about getting close a couple of times and then finally getting home.
Yeah, I was close once or twice, you know, on that big play to Cup. I felt like I got about an inch or two from the ball, so I felt like I owed it to us to just make a play, and hey, it just came together. The coverage was good. I had a good rush. takes a lot to get a sack. It's not just the rusher. So definitely credit to everybody on defense.
Chris, how's it feel to win the division?
Feels great. This hat is awesome to put on. So it reflects a lot of hard work. It's not the end all be all for us. We got big things on our minds, but what it is sequentially we're able to check these boxes off and we'll move on to the next one.
What turned around for the defense in the fourth quarter?
I think we just had to realize that we just had to make a stop or two. I mean, if we're any good, listen, that's a really good offense and they're going to move the ball. We knew that. We took that big punch coming out in the third quarter and we eventually settled down and just said we just need to make a stop. Just one. And our offense did a great job.
What's the feeling with Carson's injury and the unknown?
You just don't know. You don't know till you know. And we got enough good people on this team that we can win games no matter what. You know, we hope for the best.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org.
Brandon Graham, a first-round draft pick in 2010, wearing his NFC East Championship hat after the game, excited about the victory and understands the next man up mentality, very important for this football team.
It feels good, man. I mean, I love the team that we got. Everybody could have easily gave up, but they didn't. I'm just happy that we all just stuck together. When Carson went down, everybody rallied around Nick and said, let's go.
Brandon, what about the fourth quarter and the way the defense came up with the big stops? What's that say about this deep?
We just stay focused on, you know, hey, we still in this thing. All the stuff that messed up, but the offense covered our butt. They went out there and they scored a touchdown. Now it's our time to stop them, make them stop, and everybody rose to the challenge.
Why are they so good on offense?
Because, you know, they do a good job at the play calling. They got a good running game. They got a really good offense, and you know, I take my hat off to them boys. They play hard today.
So you score a touchdown, clinch it, and that's what you do? Nothing?
Hey, I was hyped. You know, I ain't know what to do. I just was hyped that we got that win, and you know, I'm about to get on this plane and enjoy it.
What do you think the team mood is, not knowing the extent of Carson's injury?
The team mood is good. Everybody know Nick is a good replacement. Hopefully, it don't have to go that far. But I know Carson's a tough guy, and he's gonna make sure that he get back as fast as he can.
How about tight end Trey Burton? Two touchdown catches. He and Brent Celek combining for three touchdown grabs in place of the injured Zach Ertz. Here's Trey Burton after his big performance. Trey, your contribution today, can you talk about it and your role in the offense?
Yeah, man, I just did whatever needed to be done. Zach was out, you know, which we don't like. You know, we love having Zach in there. He makes a ton of plays, and somebody needed to step up, and Celek and I, you know, both did what we needed to do.
Was it something you saw with the Rams defense that the tight ends were so involved?
I mean, Celek and I are just good players, you know. I mean, I think Zach would do the same thing if he was in there, and you know, we're really confident in our game. They have a great defense, man. A lot of guys who can fly around and play tough football. Yeah, I mean, I've played in a bunch of crazy games, but this was definitely one of them. What a great, you know, stadium. What a great facility around here. It's just been a lot of fun.
Job that Nick did. Trey, can you talk about it?
Unbelievable. You know, stepped in there and, you know, led us and took us to where we needed to be, and he's an unbelievable quarterback. A lot of people, you know, sometimes might forget about that, but he's won a lot of games and, you know, set a lot of records. So I don't know if people necessarily knew what was going on, you know, with him, but, you know, next man up, obviously it's absolutely horrible, you know, what's going on, and you don't ever want to see anybody get hurt, especially, you know, your starting quarterback, and just got to continue to pray for him and, you know, ask God for covering. Yeah, I mean, we played a really good team today. A great offense, you know, they put up some points, and we have a great defense, you know, so we're really confident in them, and tough, really, really tough defense for them on their side of the ball, and it was a really good team overall, so, you know, we just kept fighting and what we're supposed to do.
Lane Johnson, Eagles right tackle, understands just what the Eagles are going to have to go through if Wentz is out for an extended period of time. Here is offensive tackle Lane Johnson.
I mean, it started off, you know, didn't start off well. It's just an emotional roller coaster. And the more you can stay even keel and don't get wrapped up in that, the better off you'll be.
How well equipped is this offense should Carson be out for an extended period of time?
I think we'll be fine. I mean, we have so many weapons, so much versatility. Nick's been in this league for a long time. He's a veteran. He knows what to do. And, man, we got the utmost confidence in him.
How's it feel to wear that NFC East Championship hat?
Feels good. First time I've worn it since my rookie year, so it's been a long time.
Hi, I'm tight end Brent Celek.
Touchdown, Brent Celek!
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
And let's talk some special teams key in this ballgame. Two field goals by Jake Elliott, obviously in the fourth quarter, really helping the cause. But the Eagles had a punt block in the third quarter that led directly to a Rams touchdown return, and that gave the Rams their first lead of the game at 28-24. Punter Donnie Jones knew all week just how aggressive those Rams were on special teams. Donnie, first, the aggressiveness of what the Rams do on special teams, it had to be something you guys were preparing for all week.
Yeah, obviously they do a lot of things, especially on punt. They break out of the formation a lot. Obviously they're a good rush team. They do a lot of things well. Obviously they got a lot of good guys on that. And obviously we prepare for it all week, and unfortunately they got a block punt on us. So it was a big turning point in the game. And our guys fought hard, fought all the way to the end, and then came back obviously and won it. So
on the last punt, your job is just to get the ball out, right?
Get it out, yeah. Just get it out. They didn't care what it was. They just wanted it out. Just to get it out in that situation is a win. You know, we win the game. So that's all we wanted to do was get it out.
As for the field goal that gave the Eagles their eventual winning points, here's Jake Elliott.
Felt real smooth, so it was just a normal kick and just kind of went after it like it was a normal kick.
And you know that the Rams are a team that goes after it on special teams. Thoughts on hurrying it or making sure that they weren't part of it?
No, I mean, all credit to them. They're a heck of a special teams and tough to prepare for, and it was definitely a big emphasis this week. But as far as that goes, just stick to our normal routine and know that our operation time and those guys up front are going to do their job and get the ball off just fine.
More from head coach Doug Peterson after the game, who loved the team's resiliency in this back-and-forth affair.
Jubilation. This is one of those heavyweight fights. I mean, this is the Rams' great football team. We knew that coming in here. Give them a lot of credit. They're playoff caliber team, and we found a way. You know, this team's been resilient all season long. We're on the road, back-to-back. We spent a week out here. Guys did a nice job focusing in and getting this win. Played a lot of football games in this league. He started in this league. Guys have confidence in him. I have confidence in him. Great way to step in under these circumstances and pull this game out. So it's huge for Nick.
So the Eagles putting on a brave face, a happy face, and a concerned face all at the same time as they leave the LA Memorial Coliseum. The offensive output tremendous in this game. 32 rushes, 139 yards, 29 of 51 collectively passing, 333 yards, 4 touchdowns. So the Eagles, with a key clinch in this win, they get that game lead back in the overall record race. Minnesota losing on Sunday at Carolina. The Eagles 11-2 with the third game of this road trip coming up. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, the Eagles Live Instant Reaction Podcast. We thank you for joining us. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. And thanks to all the thousands and thousands of fans who hit up California this week to make the LA Coliseum rock and bleed green all game long. Thanks everyone for joining. Have yourselves a great Eagles day. We'll have updates on Carson Wentz on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official team app when we get them. Eagles 11-2. Fly, Eagles, fly, everyone. E-A-G!